Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, my name is Crystal calling. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. The name is Rayshun Brown, Brown. Are you ready for me to transfer?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Maisoon speaking to you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't. Yes, ma'am.
Right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
And was this for a loved one or for yourself?
Myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed. I know my complications started around April. I was diagnosed in 2022.
In 2022?
Like around June. Yes, in June 2022.
June. Okay. And do you know the specific subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
It was a B.
A B cell?
Yes, and boy. B is a boy.
Okay, the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am. I can't say it. NHL, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, non-Hodgkin's. Okay, and where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or was it for work?
I was good.
At home?
Yes.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No, ma'am. I was using it when I was really like 10th grade. Doing yard work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. How many years were you using Roundup for?
Yeah, we used it for a long time. Over 10 years, about 10 years.
For 10 years?
Yes, ma'am.
For 10 years. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
38.
Okay. And can I get that address, the home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
It's different locations I was spraying. But you want my home address?
Yes.
Okay. 2310 Aberdeen Road. Aberdeen Road. In Dothan, Alabama. 36301.
Okay, thank you. And that's your current home address, correct?
Correct.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I'm also just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you. Right? There's HIV, AIDS, organ transplant.
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B.
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr.
No.
Arthritis, diabetes, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or prior cancers requiring chemo besides the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And can you spell your first name for me?
Okay. R-A-S-H-U-N-D.
That was R-A-S-H-U-N-D?
Yes.
And then last name was B-R-O-W-N?
Correct.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. Are you married?
No.
Did you say yes?
No, unfortunately. Yes, it's still no.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
March 15, 1984.
Thank you. And what is the last 4 digits of your social?
3002.
3002?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Like, when I went to the doctor, I was, like, I had pain in my leg and stuff like that. And they checked me out.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you found out it was related to Roundup?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the doctor.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
And was that in 2022 as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
About my height, about 6'1", 6'2", about 220.
Right. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes.
And can I get your email?
Yes, this is Sean Brown at iCloud.com.
iCloud. Okay. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
Probably like twice a month.
Twice a month?
Yes.
Did you spray Roundup for at
my
least...
My phone wasn't working out again. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello? Okay, I hear you.
Okay. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yes.
And what year did you first start using Roundup?
Like 2012.
2010 or 2012?
12.
12. And when did you stop?
In 2022.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Yes, No, other than the gloves. Gloves, I had on gloves.
Okay. And then were you using the Roundup? Was it only in Alabama or was it anywhere else?
Yes, it's just in Alabama.
Okay. And if you had to estimate how many times you were exposed to Roundup or sprayed it yourself, what would you say? Just your best estimate.
A lot. How many times? About 12 a month. About 5 months. At least over 20, 30 times.
You said at least over how much?
Hello? At least over 20 or 30 times.
Okay. Over 200?
It's probably, but I said at least over 30.
Oh, at least over 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And do you get your water from a water well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, Agent Orange or benzene?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup were you using? Was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
Do you remember where you were purchasing it from?
Home Depot, Lowe's.
Home Depot. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently employed?
Not right now. I do a little work. You know, here and there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
How much time would you say you've lost?
Dude, a lot. At least over 2 years. Yeah, the last one I got, I ain't really been working like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim or bankruptcy?
No, ma'am.
Right. And then other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes,
did you say no?
I said yes. My phone is breaking up.
Okay. All right. And then can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed and treated? That was the Baptist Medical Center East. Is that the one on 400 Taylor Road?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know your physician's name?
Dr. Davis.
What was the name?
Vegas, Dr. Vegas.
Can you spell that for me?
David Vegas. David Vegas. V-E-G-A. last name. First name, David.
Okay. And then when was the first time you were treated? Do you remember the date?
First time I was treated. Wait, I had the surgery. You can call that treatment. The 28th of June.
Was it? It was.
Right. Yeah, we started like around July.
July of 2022?
Right. So yeah, after that surgery, yeah.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's impacted your life?
I want to write a paragraph. I mean, you just got to keep going.
Would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Right. And then I'm having a little trouble finding your physician. Can you spell out the name for me again?
Okay. David Vega. D-A-V-I-D.
Mm-hmm.
V-E-Z-A.
Okay.
The older white guy. Older white guy.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. All right. And what type of treatment did you receive? Was it chemo, radiation?
Yeah, some pain medication. I had chemo twice a month for about 4 months. I had the pain medication with the morphine pack.
Okay. Right. And then for your current home address, that was 2310 Aberdeen Road in, is it Dothan, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. And we do request an emergency contact number just in case we can't reach you or get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Oh, no.
No?
No, ma'am. I usually have my phone in.
Okay.
Everybody else is working. Yeah.
All right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay.
Okay. I just sent it.
You sent it in a text or the email?
I sent both.
Okay, I got the text. Okay, so I just do this later on today, or you want to do it right now?
Yeah, and then while you're going through that, I'm going to send you another text from my direct line just in case you have any questions at all throughout this. You can let me know.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I can just sign this when I get off the phone too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't have any other questions, yeah, I can let you go when you can look through those, and then I'll send you the text in case if you wanted to reach back out to me.
All right. And you sent it to my email too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, no, okay.
All right. Well, then thank you for your time. Hope you have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.